Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council adopts new sanctions on North Korea. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told the council after the vote that North Korea has consistently focused on its nuclear and ballistic missile programs instead of the basic needs of its people.
The North Korean government would rather grow its nuclear weapons program than grow its own children.
Wednesday's vote came in response to North Korea's latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch. The U.S. presidential candidates are focusing on the next 2 weeks when more than a dozen states and several territories hold primary elections or caucuses. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump strengthen their grips on their party's presidential nomination, racking up big wins in key states Tuesday. U.S. officials say the American Special Operations Forces have captured a suspected Islamic State operative in Iraq. Officials say Americans are interrogating the detainee. The detainee is expected to be turned over to Iraqi officials in coming days. The suspect was captured by a U.S. specialized expeditionary force that was sent to Iraq and Syria to target high-ranking IS leaders. A Malaysian official says, based on early reports, a piece of debris found in Mozambique likely comes from a Boeing 777 jet, the same type of plane as the missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. But the nation's transport minister says officials are not able to say that the debris belongs to the MH370. Writing on Twitter, the minister says Malaysia's Civil Aviation Authority is working with Australian officials to retrieve the debris. According to the Associated Press, an official says the debris appears to be the leading edge of a stabilizer. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. official says the agreements on the cessation of hostilities in Syria and the delivery of humanitarian aid are broadly holding. Lisa Schlein reports.
U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken calls the massive human rights violations in Syria deplorable. He tells journalists in Geneva the United States strongly supports efforts at the U.N. Human Rights Council to try to bring the perpetrators of war crimes and crimes against humanity to justice. Blinken says the U.S. is working with Russia and other countries on a parallel political track to bring Syria's five-year civil war to an end. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
An earthquake rocked parts of Indonesia's Sumatra Island Wednesday. Reuters news agency quoted an official at the National Search and Rescue Agency in Jakarta as saying there have been some fatalities, but specific details were not available. Reports from Padang City and other areas shaken by the quake say residents fled their homes, but calm was restored later during the night. After 340 days in orbit, American astronaut Scott Kelly and Russian cosmonaut Mikhail Kornienko have returned safely to Earth. A Russian Soyuz spacecraft carrying Kelly and Kornienko and a second Russian cosmonaut, Sergei Volkov, made a soft landing in Kazakhstan Wednesday, 3 hours after separating from the International Space Station. Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has asked his lawyers to speed up his extradition to the United States. He says he is being mistreated. Guzman, who has twice escaped from Mexico's maximum security prisons, faces an array of charges linked to the hundreds of tons of illegal drugs he has shipped across the border. Guzman's lawyer, Jose Rodriguez, told a local radio station Wednesday Guzman has reached his limit and urged him to push for fast extradition. Guzman has complained that guards at the Altiplano prison will not let him sleep. Police in southern Malawi say a mob has burned to death seven men who allegedly possessed human bones to be used for witchcraft. The head of the Nsanje District Police Force told reporters Wednesday the mob rounded up the victims Tuesday and then set them on fire. Police are investigating, but not have made any arrests. Residents returned to Turkey's main Kurdish town of Jizra on Wednesday to find many of their homes damaged or destroyed after the government lifted a months-long 24-hour curfew. Turkey has been pressing an offensive against the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party in the southeastern part of the country since July and has shut off parts of the cities with curfews and security operations. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down at this hour. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.